Scripture reading, John chapter 21, verses 18 through 19. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Devotional. Jesus had a different vision of spiritual maturity. It is the ability and willingness to be led where you would rather not go. It is recognizing that it is foolish to try to remain in control of life. Instead, he offers to Peter and to us the truth that following him sometimes requires being led to unknown and difficult places, some of which involve conflicts with others. Author David Benner says it well. The way of ascent is the way of control, willfulness, grasping, and clutching. The way of descent is the way of surrender, willingness, and letting go. Nothing that we fail to give away will ever really be ours. Only that which has died can be raised from the dead. Christian spirituality is a path of descent, not ascent. Rather than being a spirituality of self-improvement, it is a spirituality of following Jesus on a journey, of dying to our false self, so that we might discover our true and larger identity in Christ. Life brings us a steady flow of opportunities to practice choosing surrender. Events that we would never choose enter our life quite regularly, sometimes as small interruptions to our plans for the day, and other times as crises that change our life forever. Regardless of their magnitude, these events serve as reminders that, despite our efforts and desires, we are not in control. The great news, however, is that as we discover Jesus' downward way of surrender and letting go, we also discover the richness and beauty in life that God intends. Question to consider. In the last few days, what small interruptions have come into your life that offer an opportunity to practice choosing surrender? Prayer. Abba, Father, you are good, and your love endures forever. I open my hands in surrender to you. Expose any unhealthy attachments in me and help me to trust you in all things. Help me to let go of the illusion that I need control, approval, or earthly security for my happiness. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.